It's October 24th, 2014. It's about 10 o'clock in the evening. I wanted to take a few notes because I had been struggling with the concept of the difference between the master and the wizard. And what I came up with was, the master is pretty straightforward. It's someone who has a depth of understanding of the structure. You know, I think that's, you know, in my awareness function structure modeling of the different phases or stages of the master's craft, from initiate to the apprentice to the journeyman and the master. The main thing that separates the journeyman from the master is that the evolutionary process, the growth process of the journeyman reaches a point where they understand the structure of their discipline, of the craft. And once they've developed that depth of understanding of the structure, then they become the master, and they're qualified to teach apprentices, to lead them to their to the stage of their journeyman of their craft, of their practice in the craft as journeyman. I know that's kind of choppy, but I was trying to differentiate that. And so I was talking about Ace, Avatar, Champion, and Exemplar, and I knew that that was, in my notes I had that depicted as being equals Wizard, but the thing that really struck me as I was researching and trying to get a little bit better understanding of what I was trying to discern as G. Edward, I'm at a loss for his name now. No, not Edward. G. Spencer Brown. As G. Spencer Brown would say, you know, what I was trying to distinguish, that's what I was really trying to determine. And then I came across, you know, the basic meaning of wizard is wise, or I think at some point I also saw the word sage, and that I realized right then that that's really what I'm approaching with that difference, or what I'm attempting to distinguish between the master and the wizard. It's about the sagistic it's about the prudent use of the craft. And, you know, that led me to another note, and I'm actually attempting to look that up right now. I remember I had ran across something, and here it is. And this, when I realized that what I was really approaching there was the wisest counsel of the masters. As Jesse and I were discussing the other night, the headmaster, and it made me think of something I had written in the notes that the wisest, this is from online, I believe it was, because I have a note at the top that says Urban Dictionary. And what I have written is, and I have an arrow by it, meaning it was the definition of all the definitions that I looked up that seemed to be closest to what I was approaching in my discernment of understanding what I was trying to distinguish with the term wizard. It says, wisest of all practitioners, often the oldest, and I have in parentheses, eldest, old soul, of the masters, and the most skilled. And I have an additional note that take to more practical forms of magic. In other words, they in their practice, they tend to focus more on practical forms of magic. And this was a part that I really it just struck me that this was really part of what I was approaching about the prudent use. It says that, they try to solve problems with the least application of magic as possible. And so the prudent use, in other words, part of that prudent use is the use of it being of sparingly. They use it sparingly. They don't flaunt it. So with that said, I think what I was really... I think part of that was, it had to do with being at rest. I think Kyle and I actually were talking about something along this line at one point where the egotistical... It's not so much that to show off. It's kind of like someone still seeking external validation instead of being internally anchored. In other words, someone, the wisest, the wizard, would only apply their craft, would only apply the casting of spells and the casting of roles when it was necessary and prudent to intervene. They wouldn't do it for the sake of doing it. And I think that's kind of where, I guess one of the terms, again, and kind of a slang urban term would be to showboat. You know, I can see that, some masters would just to show off, they might exercise... the casting of spells and the casting of roles, and or also, as I said, for the external validation of the power and their mastery over the craft. Whereas I don't see the wizard that way. I see the wizard as being more reserved, more, first off, they're internally anchored. They are not seeking external validation of what they know already. So they're at rest in their mastery of their craft. But again, what it really comes down to is the prudent use, the wise and prudent use of their craft, and that is sparingly, only when necessary. Well, anyway, I think that's really about all I was trying to get down. I'm really trying to work through these details, and that was something else that I read that a master is able to understand the details of the concept. I don't remember the exact words now. Let me see if I can look it up. But that was that transition from being a journeyman. And of course, a journeyman is working in the craft, and they're quite adept. In other words, they do have a very, they do have a deep knowledge of the practice of the craft. But what I found was that there's something to do about the structure, where that depth of understanding of structure. Okay, so this was under the definition of master, and it was number 2, which is VT. I think that has to do with verb and intensive. I'll have to look that up, but to become master. Okay, so 2A. Okay, so 2B was to gain a thorough understanding of, and then in parentheses it said, could master any intricate detail of pertinent information. That was by Robert White. Could master any intricate detail of pertinent information. So that to me was the structure. That's the, it's not pertinent, the intricate detail of pertinent information. I guess that's the way I'm contracting that phrase is I'm saying structure. I think that's what I'm approaching when I say that at that level they've understood the depth of structure. So anyway, I think that's all I wanted to get down tonight. Signing off.